95.7 The Hog. Morning Hog Happy Hour is in full effect right here on this Friday. I am Riggs. That is intern Steve right there on the ones and the fives. Twos and fours. Josh and Amelia. S.R. Parrott.
Hey,
I don't know what those numbers mean. I was just trying to throw some beer math in there. We're not doing beers. We're doing something called ranch water, which I've heard of before, but it's like it's a genre. It's not a brand. It's a genre, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's a style,
okay,
if you will.
All right.
Yeah.
And we're in the midst of it, and I hear there's three more flavors that clearly have Amelia hyped.
I'm hyped.
So where do we go next? What's our next flavor?
You said we're not doing beers, and I wanted to say something clever about the ranch water and steers.
Right.
But I couldn't get there.
Beers and steers?
Beers and steers.
You added one word, but all right.
Yeah, that's fine. It's been a long day.
I didn't put a lot of work into that, to be honest with you. All right, so we've tried a couple of... our first was like a margarita flavor.
Yeah, if you will, yeah.
Second up was like a toned-down margarita. Oops. I feel like this has got some octane, I can tell.
It's got some octane, because we're going to make things... Turn it up the heat.
Uh-oh.
Spicy.
Hello.
Is it just spicy?
Spicy ranch water.
All right.
Okay.
So this one is made with jalapeno flavors.
Dude, all right. I am such a sucker for this. In whatever. Beer, cocktail, food. If you sneak a pepper in there now, I'm like, whoa, I'm so happy.
I don't mind if they're, especially a margarita, throw a jalapeno in there.
Right.
Don't care for peppers in my beer. It's not my thing.
Yeah, I get you.
But I'm looking forward to this. And giving it a shot. I don't know if we mentioned it, but this is the first time I think Amelia's trying it and myself as well.
Oh, really?
We just literally just got these.
I will tell you, she's got some kick. Just like a wild steed that you might find at a rodeo
I can smell it.
Yeah. This has got some heat to it.
I can smell the pepper.
Ooh,
I like it. I'm liking it. Ooh. I'm liking it. Look at that. Look at Amelia's face. She got the pepper.
It's not offensive, though.
No, that's
it's nice.
Yeah,
it's
like, you can taste it. Yeah. You can almost kind of feel the heat.
Yes.
But it's very calm. It's just like knocking on the, like, hello.
Very rarely do you get the flavor of the pepper more than you get the spice when it comes to drink stuff.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah, this is really good. I don't know what.
That's something else.
In the process of creating these beverages, is it essentially the same kind of distilling as a spirit would be, or is it more like a brewing like a beer?
Well, so this one, they're actually using real sugar to distill it.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, so.
The sugar.
A little bit of a different process.
I like it.
A fermentation process.
Fermentation process. Thank you.
Where sugar becomes the alcohol. It makes it a low sugar beverage. Okay.
I do not know what she's saying, but it sounds
good. I'm getting the pepper on the back end.
Very, very. Yeah.
It's hanging out.
On
the back of the throat, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's good, though.
Dude,
I
like it.
Very subtle, though.
Yeah.
Don't smell this one.
I don't want to give anybody any ideas. However, if you got some Sunny D for your kids sitting at the house, maybe in the fridge... Pop some of this in with some Sunny D.
Okay.
Look out!
So that would be very close to a tequila sunrise.
Yeah, I would call that a flaming tequila sunrise.
All right.
What do you think about that?
Oh, I like that.
Okay. I just invented a drink. I don't even have any.
Flaming.
You got a Sunny D? Do you have your Sunny D sippy cup? No?
No, I'm going to go ahead and make a little note. Somehow he spilled it.
Right? He's got a lid on it. It has those three little holes at the top. How could it come out? Oh, that's very good, though. Wow, what a pleasant surprise. I dig that a lot.
That's very good.
It's a nice kick.
You know, those cowboys out in West Texas, they got to do something to prove that they got a little something on there, you know what.
Sure. So it's not all about tobacco spitting and steer roping.
It's about eating jalapenos raw.
Right. It's about taking a bite out of a cactus in the wild.
Which, speaking of the cactus, we're going to roll into prickly pear next.
Oh, look at that. You didn't even know that, did you?
Did we set this up? No idea. It's really kind of freaking me out right now, but that's cool.
I think we may have talked about a prickly pear here not too long ago, and the fact that I don't know if I've ever seen one in person.
I haven't either.
Wait, Steve's dating a prickly pear.
Oh, snap. Steve.
Whoa!
What?
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
Take it as a compliment.
Whoa, Steve. Yikes. I don't even...
Speechless.
Uh-oh, that's a showstopper right there. Amelia, bring
that's
it.
Fantastic.
By the way, she delivered that line while pouring a beverage. That's not easy to do.
Yeah.
So wait, a prickly pear, that's a real fruit?
Yes.
Is it really prickly?
I think it has some...
It is probably a Far West Texas cactus.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's not really a pear.
That's nice.
It's a bit of both.
By the way, he's a pear enthusiast. I've seen him just eat pears, which I don't know any other
human being. Can you eat pears with the skin on?
Yeah, he just bites right into them.
Yeah.
Like they're nothing.
He doesn't I've cooked with pears, but I've never eaten
Steve will do it with a raw potato.
It's a skin on. It's just like an apple. You just take out the core and the stem on top. seeds, whatnot.
All right. Now, that's still not making the berry board. Sorry,
almost,
bud.
Almost cocky with his pear knowledge and enthusiasm. Okay, so this has got a, not a spicy kick, but there is a, well, maybe it's a spicy
kick. It's a fruity kick on the back end. Yeah, it's
very so tough out in West Texas that they don't have regular pears. They have prickly pears.
Yeah.
80 calories.
Real? Wow.
Yes, the beverage.
I wasn't even thinking about the calorie
of
thing.
Lone River came up with this beautiful, beautiful can, beautiful to drink. Before tastes great.
Before we get out of here, I'm going to mix that that spicy and that prickly pear.
Ooh,
that's happening.
There you go. Yeah.
But first, we got one more to get into a solo can.
We
what is that one?
One more. It's Rio Red grapefruit.
Ooh,
Rio Red.
Rio,
like Red River.
Is that like a crayon color? Rio Red. I don't know.
Rio Red.
No idea.
That's it's
probably a proprietary Crayola color. I don't know.
With Rio Red grapefruit.
All right. Let me get into some of that.
Kind of like a Paloma?
That pear was good, though.
Well, the Rio Grande, of course, as those of you know, is America's third largest river. Interesting enough, it flows east to west, as a lot of you know. Stocked with a lot of carp, muskie, tarpon, also in there.
Yep.
It's and a shad.
Mm-hmm.
Major fishes in the Rio Grande.
Okay.
Whoa.
It's also a song.
Honestly, I just BS'd my way through that, but I think it sounds really legitimate, right?
Yeah, if you wouldn't say anything, I would I agreed with you.
All of our fishermen friends who are and women who are listening right now are furious. They're like, there's no chat in there.
Yeah, they're very angry.
All right, so what's going on with
you?
You
just got 14 texts about that, by the way.
Whoa.
I'll answer those in a second for sure, because I want to make sure we get to everybody. Oh, that's okay.
See, that's the grapefruit flavor.
It is.
Yep.
It's the one we're not grapefruit friends normally, but this is right.
Yep. Hey, there's nothing sissy about Lone River Ranch water.
Right. All right. So these are all great flavors. And again, srprod.com/beerfinder, a great place to locate these. But where can we find this little assortment of beverages?
Definitely Publix right now. And then check the website because, like I said, these just hit our dock, so they're just now finding distribution. But you're going to see these everywhere. I guarantee it.
Absolutely.
I feel like this is kind of a game changer too. I want to disparage the seltzer game, but
I prefer this over seltzer.
I do too.
Shocking.
I could see this being a whole. I mean, like you said, this is a big grower right now in the industry. I see why.
For me, I think it's more about the carbonation level.
Yeah.
Just personally,
sure.
I drink seltzers on a regular basis, but this is a lot more. Or less effervescent.
Yeah, you have burped one time during this segment.
Oh, I have. It's just off mic.
That was bound to happen. That's just nature running its course. But yeah, it does have more of a, you're drinking almost a cocktail flavor.
Yep.
And that's without putting anything else in it. If you want to get weird and mix them up, which we're about to do. We have 1 week. Next time we're here, we'll be in Halloween costumes.
Oh my
you
gosh.
Better be.
Yes, right? That's right.
Those chaps are going to be here.
Until next week. Cheers.
Cheers.